Nachmem Beis Amid Aleph. Masis in the Mishnah Hamuder Hanam Mechaver Lufnei Shvi'is. Shehediru Chaver Koidim Shinuchnas Shvi'is. His friend took the neder that he would not be able to get enough from him before Shemitah started. And Yor L'Soch Zedei Lechum Eperas Shvi'is to eat from the Shemitah fruit to us the producers a regal because he's become forbidden to walk there. Vein Eichem In Hanoitis Moisam Peras Hanoitin Chutz L'Sada. From those fruits which are leaning out of the field, they could take from them. He doesn't have to enter into the field. Even though they're shmita fruit, he can't eat them. Can be in the Gemara. Is going to say in the Gemara that Adam Oisid Davar Shabrishusai, the person can forbid something which he owns. I feel like Shabrishus even from when he leaves his jurisdiction. This also came into Lefnei Shviyas Hedir, since he took the neder before shmita. Hedir Chaver's friend took the neder against him before shmita. Kiyosin Nami Shviyas. When shmita comes, also he's still forbidden in them. If he took the neder on Shemitah, lo yored the soch today, he's not allowed to go into the field, to enter the field. Avol oichel hu min hanoitis hoil sein tvelo havi brishuso, since it wasn't in his jurisdiction, hashtakim adoli, now at this point that he's taking the neder. Ubugumar, mefarish, and Moritz will explain that my inu yori, why he's not allowed to go into the field, but my oichel, and why he's allowed to eat, ha aranami the hefker, because the land is also hefker. Neder himenu maichel of neshvius, avolo neder himenu hano, but did not take a neder against him getting any benefit from him. When Shemitah comes, he can go enter the field, but he can't eat. The halo hadiru elamin and maichel, because he only took the neder against him with regard to eating. Aval ino oichel, but he's not allowed to eat. The precious elus we explained earlier, though the moisidur b'shabrishusa, feel achar shiyotzer b'shabrishusa, that person can forbid somebody on something against something that's in his jurisdiction now, even after it leaves his jurisdiction. B'shvius hediru b'shvius, if he took the neder during Shemitah, Yorei Va'echad Achshav Yotzer Meshusa, because now it's left his jurisdiction. Ve'istam Afarish, and those who explain, Hamoider Hanam Echavir Lufnei Shvius, a person who took a neder from his friend getting benefit from him before Shemitah, Lo Yorei L'Soch Zdei Lufnei Shvius, he can't enter the field before Shemitah, V'lo Yechom In Anotus, and he can't eat from the fruit which are hanging out from the boundaries of the field. Came into Hidiru since he took the neder against the Ubishvias and Shemitah, clearing means to say, Im Higia Shvias, and Shemitah arrives, Lo Yor L'Soch Zedei, he can't enter the field. Ulishnakama Iker, and the first explanation is the main one, Rashi says. Gemara the Gemara, the Amri Tervayo, both the Nichsei Elu Alecha, clearing means to say, Kol Nichsei Alecha, all my property are also to you wherever they are. Even though Shemitah arrived, Shal Hefker, and now they are Hefker. Vim b'shvius, now the dehashta, the now laver shusa, who is not in his jurisdiction, v'lomotzi mader le'minayim, and he can't take an edit to forbid the other guy from them. Oichem in the latest, he can eat from the fruit which are hanging out over the border of the field. From Yochem Reish Lokesh, the army higil shvius, when Shemitah comes, in Yorit, he cannot enter the field. Aval oichem in the latest, but he can't eat from the fruit hanging out of the field. Adam oizid arash b'shusa, afil l'kashiyot, so b'shusa, the kim in the b'sha, sh'osar, since at the time that he forbids him, having Bereshusa, it was in his jurisdiction, afilu l'chi hagia shvius, nafku Bereshusa, even though that when Shemitah comes, it leaves his jurisdiction, afilu hachi, even so, asur and alav, forbidden to the other person. Rabbi Yochanan Shlokish, sarvi, ain't adam. Therefore, when Shemitah arrives, the nafku Bereshusa has left his jurisdiction, oichelhu, when the night this other guy can eat from the fruit hanging out. But this word, the Baha'i time of Pligi, that they're arguing in this reasoning, this is how they hold. M.K., the Mishum high time of Pligi, that they're arguing because of this reason, the army, and they're saying, the Oichel who b'shvius that he can eat during Shemitah, look like the chasim elo, afilo hecho, the amr the chasim elo alaich. Even a place where he said, these property are usher on you. But Lamer of Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish should say, the Oichel B'Shvius is allowed to eat during Shemitah Mishum the Atam, because of the reason, the Amar that they said, in the Moisir Dabar Shabrishusso, Lukashiyosim Rishusai, because the person cannot forbid something which is in his jurisdiction for when it leaves his jurisdiction. Kol Shekin, and certainly, Hecha the Amar Nichsai, when he says, my property, the Mashba calls a bunch of Hebrishusso, which is implying only so long as it's in his jurisdiction. Since they didn't argue when he said these lease property. Elo benichse, he only argued, he said my property. Shmami no, this proves the lesser of Haisar, they don't hold of this logic. Void, and furthermore, how can they say that always the end of the Moisad Darvisha Barushu? So, because she has some Rishu, so that person cannot forbid something which is in his jurisdiction, even when it leaves his jurisdiction. That's not the Asr, but we have a Mishnah which says that it is Asr to the other person. That you are not going to get any benefit from any of my property. Because he only forbade him all so long as the property was his. He can inherit him. If he dies, we've turned the page. And Membeis Amud Beis. Since he specified in his death, Mace, then if he when he dies, Lo Yishenu, the son cannot inherit him. What we see from here, the Adam Oisa Darvisha Rishuso, Lukashiosam Rishuso, that person can forbid something which is in his jurisdiction on someone else, even after it leaves his jurisdiction, which is La'acher Moiso, which is after, in this case, which is after his death. Shani hacho the amr b'chayvu b'moiso, aval hecho the amr b'stam. We just said stam emo will say the olam ein of the moiso. Really, a person is not able to forbid something when it loses jurisdiction. We call makom kasha kider minon, as we say ein ibahai time of pligi. If they're arguing in this reason, the lithlugul nulachasim elul, they should make the machlekes talking about where they said this property. Because the language is implying these property forever. Kipligi the Omer Nichsai. Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish said, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish hold Hechadomer Nichsai, when he says my property, in the Moser, then person cannot forbid it when it leaves his jurisdiction. The Nichsai, because my property in Mashma implies calls Manshehim Rishusi, as long as they're in my jurisdiction. Rabbi Shmuel said, Rabbi Shmuel hold, I feel Omer Nichsai, even if he says my property, of the Moser, a person can forbid something while it's his, for even when it leaves his jurisdiction. As long as it's your house, which is comparable to him saying my property on you. Once the owner dies, or he sells the house over to someone else, the guy took the debtor can enter it. The hashta ain't no shalik, because now it's not his. Aval, Omer, Labai is Zeshani Nichlis. If it says to this house of my going in, the Havi Mashu, which implies the Chosim Elu, this property, the Ga'os Arbaisal of the Olam, he's forbidding the house to him forever. Aval Bishamais, even if the owner dies, O Mokhur Lacha, or sells it to someone else. Still, also Lakonis, so he can't, he's forbidden for him to enter it. Aval, we see from here, the Shani Bay Nichsai Lunasachin. There's a difference between using the language Nichsai, my property, and the Chosim, this property. Vechikami Rabbi Shmuel, and how can Rabbi Shmuel say Loshan Nichsai, Veloshan the Chosim? There's no difference between the language of Nichsai, my property, or the Chosim of this property, and still hold the Adam Oysa person can forbid it. Ela ki ami Rabbi Shmuel, bo'im den ilanos ala gvul and luchutz, to going outside. Shiyachal litlish bin appears that you can harvest the fruit bin luchutz from outside the field. Mishim hachay gifar in a yuri, he's not allowed to enter the field. But why the hodar achmona afgri la ara? Why did Gabi Shvius, when did the Torah say that a field in Hefker and Shemitah, Litzarch Achilas, for the need to eat. Achshiv and now, Lohay and Nechlas Litzarch Achilas would not be entering for the needs of eating. Rishim ben El Yaakov, Amar, Ha, the Katani, Oichom in the night, that's what she just says, you can eat from the fruit hanging out of the field. Father, because the commandments, like you said, the Kagoyim, the Oimin, the Gvulnit, are on the border. Rishim Mashiach, Lohay, she yodah, Likach, and Bukhutz, because he can stick his hand and take from the outside. I will in the Gvulnit, but if it's not on the border, in the yard, the socks there, he can't enter the field. The also later the shem, because it's forbidden for him to enter there. Because there, shem yishav amida the la'achish ochel after he ate amid l'shem, he's going to just stand there, become his hanim and the chosim the mander, and he's going to get benefit from the property of the owner, the one who took the neder. For also, it's forbidden to hide the afkir rachmano, because that which the Torah says it is
hefker the field, calls the bunch who oichel. That's as long as he's eating. Then he's allowed to stand there. The hefker was his hefker. But if not for the needs of eating, lo afkeris has not become hefker. But this in the Mishnah, hamoider hano mechaver lo yashali sheila bekelim and halva is b'mais. Sheila is something which happens with vessels and utensils, and halva is something which happens with money. The Rambam explains slightly differently, but more or less the same. That sheila is something which comes back as is. Like an animal or kelim, and halva is something which is only placed, which doesn't come back as is, which is applicable usually in money.